one item that is near and dear to many of our listeners, and that is ministry to inmates, prison chaplains. And in this initial budget for the new biennium, there is a provision to remove funding for prison chaplains. Do you support that removal? And if not, what can we do to make sure that that ministry continues to be funded?
Well, I certainly do not support removing prison chaplains. You know, that's a very, very small part of our budget, and it does not need to be cut. It's the best therapy we can give prisoners. We give them hope, and we don't need to cut that kind of money, because these guys are going to be getting out, coming back into society, and the best thing they can do is find the Lord while they're in there, and many, many of them do. So I'm going to be fighting every day to keep that in there. And what you need to do is write your state representative and your senator. And if you don't know the number of them, you can just call up here to the switchboard and get it. But generally, it's posted in telephone books and very liberally around the state how to get a hold of them, and tell them put that prison chaplain back in the prison system, because that's the basis of training people so they can come and live in society when they get out.
What do you think the argument in support of eliminating the funding for chaplains has been?
Well, the argument has just been that we're eliminating all non-essential services. That's all that is. The prison chaplains haven't done anything wrong. They've performed well. And most of what the prison chaplains do is to help direct outside organizations and ministries to come into the prison system. So they're kind of the go-to guy how to get it done. And certainly those won't quit anyway, but having a prison chaplain in there every day is very essential to us. So the only argument is it's a non-essential service in some people's eyes, and they're trying to cut the budget.